Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Yusuf has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Cold and rainy night in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. As many of you know, this ministry has traveled to Australia, throughout Australia, that great continent. Many believers there in Australia refer to as the great land of the Holy Spirit. It was a cold, rainy night. We were conducting a series of public meetings in Melbourne. A great city. And I'm looking forward, by the way, returning to Australia. It's been hard to believe that we were not able to get back into Australia last year, even though we traveled to every single continent except Australia last year. And that was the first year we did not conduct a meeting in more than, I think, close to 10 years. Every year, multiple times throughout the year, I would be in Australia, throughout the great continent, preaching the gospel, casting out demons, healing the sick, healing the brokenhearted, performing extraordinary miracles in churches and public halls and community centers and homes and large churches throughout the great land and different denominations. I preached in Anglican churches and Lutheran churches and Baptist churches. You name it, we did it for Jesus Christ, and thousands, actually perhaps millions of people have been touched through our missions there in Australia. We've actually, on prime time, have appeared on national television where I was able to demonstrate the power of Jesus Christ over the demonic, and perhaps millions were able to watch the prime time television special. I've been interviewed and appeared on television and on radio throughout that great continent of Australia. And I remember the night very well. This is some time back. We were there to hope to reaching souls, and I believe we'll be back in 2020. I believe it in Jesus' name. You pray for us. As many of you know, we had, and I'll have to dedicate a whole program to discussing what occurred, but a few years ago, we encountered incredible spiritual attack, and an entire group of people who hated the ministry, involved in witchcraft, came against this mission in an attempt to destroy us. Obviously, they failed. I'm still preaching the gospel. And by God's grace, I will continue to preach the gospel and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. But we had some troubles. But we'll be back in Australia. God's already spoken to my heart. I look forward to seeing all my friends in Melbourne, in Perth, in Sydney, Tasmania on the Gold Coast, everywhere. In Australia, for Jesus Christ. But I remember these one particular meeting, series of public meetings in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. It was stunning. It was one of the more memorable deliverances I performed. It involved a young lady I would just refer to her as Julia. To be honest with you, I didn't suspect Julia would need deliverance. She's a worshiper of Jesus, a prayer warrior, and a heart for evangelism, yet she needed freedom. She was sitting in the front row to the left of me. During the entire night of teaching and ministry, I didn't discern anything nefarious at work within her life. However, the Holy Spirit was at work powerfully in her heart that would result in her freedom. And what was to take place brought tremendous joy to the body. After teaching from God's word, leading the body of Christ in Holy Communion, before a jam-packed audience, I began to minister to those held in captivity to the enemy. I mean, there were many I ministered to that were set free from demons. Many encountered beautiful healing of their broken hearts. One lady encountered a miraculous healing of her eyes. She came in wearing glasses, left without needing them. Demons screamed. They threw people onto the ground. Some were violent. Many of the evil spirits were determined to fight me. I was determined to fight back in Jesus' name. And towards the end of the service, I walked over to Julia and demon surfaced. They immediately surfaced and screamed at me, "We are not leaving. Do you understand? We are not leaving her body." That's what the demonic spirits confidently told me. "We've been here for a long time, and her body belongs to us." As they revealed to me their intentional stay, and I revealed to them that Jesus would be setting her free. Obviously, that provoked a violent response from the many spirits that were within her, including Jezebel, witchcraft. They shouted and took her up against the wall of the church sanctuary and stomped their feet in protest. I swiftly called forth the holy angels to assist me, and they came in power. I asked them to draw out their swords, and they struck the invading demons. They shrieked in agony. I began to war against the demons in the power of the Holy Spirit. "We see the Holy Spirit in your eyes," the demon confessed. The Holy Spirit did descend. The Holy Spirit fire did descend upon me, and then the fire went on to them to destroy them. The supernatural power of the Holy Anointing Oil was just too much for them, and they screamed. They screamed in great torment. It was true. The demons had been there a very long time in Julia. I discovered that many of them entered as a result of ancestral evil due to her ancestors participating in idol worship and blood sacrifices. They had been in her bloodline for thousands of years. They cried out to me. They said, "There's millions of us. We had all of our ancestors." The strong spirits of Jezebel confessed to me, "We hold her gifts, her abilities, her destiny." her spiritual vision. Now, it was important to know what they said. We hold her gifts, her abilities, her destiny, her spiritual, supernatural vision, her destiny. Demons desire to hold you, and they really want to go after your destiny. See, each and every one of you that's listening to me, and this goes for everybody in the world, for that matter, God has a destiny. He desires. He's not wanting any to perish, the Bible says. All to come to Him. He's wanting all to receive Him as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we recognize that most choose to dismiss the claims of Christ, to reject the love of God, the commitment to lay down your life and to bow in humility to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, to repent of your sins. Most people are not going to do that for many reasons. But each and every one of you has a destiny. There's a purpose to your life. There's meaning to your life. I mean, the Bible says your life is like a mist, like a vapor. In James chapter 4 in the New Testament, it'll appear for a little while, vanish, it's gone. You're only here for a short period of time. And I become more and more cognizant of this reality and more aware of this truth as the days go by. I'm only here on this earth for a very short period of time. And then it's over. I'm going to be spending eternity with Jesus Christ. But there's a lot of work to be done here on earth. A lot of the world I've traveled all over this world, but there's a lot of world I still need to preach the gospel into. Jesus says to go into all the world and to preach his good news, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his coming again, his second coming. He has a destiny for each and every one of you. Now, everybody's unique. Everybody's different. You may have different gifts, capabilities, but each and every one of us should be, at the very least, your destiny involves this, imitating the works and the character of Jesus Christ. Is it not? Ultimately, your destiny is about Jesus, following Jesus, doing what he did. And what did he primarily do? Preach the kingdom. Preach the good news. That you can be saved from your sins. You can be forgiven. You can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be restored. These are the basic truths that he spent his earthly ministry focused on. He wanted people to come to him to receive his love, his peace, his presence, his power. This is your destiny. But devils want to destroy. They want to keep you from understanding, keep you bewitched, keep you blind, as you can't see what you're truly meant to do here on earth. I'm here to help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here tonight on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
If you were at risk of arrest every time you went to church, would you remain faithful in your walk with Christ? China Aid Association reported that on November 12th, police officers from the Anhui and Bozu Bureau of Religion raided a house church and arrested more than 10 believers. Some believers were not released until that afternoon. The police also confiscated items belonging to the church. In spite of these raids, believers in China remain faithful. To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians in over 50 nations around the world, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 800-75-VOICE. That's 800-75-VOICE. Dial 800-75-VOICE today. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm looking forward to our meetings this weekend. And if you're in the Houston area, Houston, Texas, or if you're in Southern California, make your plans now. Saturday, I'll be at the Doubletree by the airport, by Bush International Airport in Houston, Texas, at the Doubletree Hotel, 15747 JFK Boulevard, there in Houston, in the great state of Texas. I'll be conducting a supernatural Jesus seminar, exploring the heavenly realms, removing demons, and healing hearts. That's in Houston on Saturday. Then this Sunday, on January the 19th, we hold these services obviously every Sunday night, the Jesus Church service, exploring the heavenly realms, removing demons, and healing hearts in the Los Angeles, Pasadena area, in Pasadena, in California, at the Hilton in Pasadena, 168 South Los Robles Avenue in Pasadena. Sunday service at 6:30. Then Monday, a special service in Orange County, California, in Tustin, in Orange County. I'll be at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Tustin, 15011 Newport Avenue. In Tustin, California, Monday seminar at 7 p.m. Now, I would make your plans right now. Be in Houston Saturday. Be in Pasadena on Sunday. Those of you in Southern California, in Orange County, or in San Diego and Oceanside, get to our meeting in Tustin for the Orange County, special Orange County seminar, Monday night at 7 p.m. And then Thursday and Friday of next week, San Francisco. San Francisco, California, I'll be at the Embassy Suites at the nearby the San Francisco Airport, 250 Gateway Boulevard South in San Francisco. Thursday and Friday seminar at 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday seminar at 7 p.m. So I'm looking forward to our meetings that are coming up here in the next few days. I would encourage you to make your plans to be at one of these seminars, one of these services, so you can be set free, so you can find out what your destiny is, because demons hold people's destinies. That's what demons do. That's why we got to get rid of them. We got to destroy these demons, so you might find out what your destiny is, because demons like to blind. They like to bewitch. And these demons that I dealt with, though, that night, they're in Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia, that great continent of Australia. The demons actually said there's millions of us. We hold all of her ancestors. We hold her gifts, her abilities, her destiny. So I forced the demons to release her gifts, to release her destiny. They obeyed. And I discovered there were so many evil spirits within her that had been holding her broken heart. The demons were commanded to release her heart. They surfaced and they were guided to Jesus. And the parts were able to see Jesus. Now, this is a phenomenal part of the ministry. Now, this was prior to me exploring this area of the third heaven, people going to the third heaven. And it's mystifying to me. I don't know the answer to this. But I didn't probe that area of ministry. But people, even some years ago, now, we're really focusing on this aspect of the ministry because it's incredible, it's extraordinary what people are experiencing in the third heaven. But these parts, these heart parts, were able to see Jesus. She was healed. She was delivered. And Julia testifying, feeling so light and free that the demons were cast out. I mean, I was stunned because Julia mentioned that after her deliverance that she could see the glory of the light of Jesus. I mean, it just gave me chills as she spoke and shared about her encounter with the ascended Jesus. Millions of demons within this woman that were holding her destiny as a result of her ancestral evil were demolished, destroyed. At one point, I even brought out my cross of deliverance. And the demons were terrified to see him on the cross. They cried out loudly, and they spoke of its holy power. And by the power of the cross of Jesus, all these demons were destroyed. And she's going to be able to walk in her destiny. And they flew out of her into the pit. Julie collapsed on the ground and allowed the washing of the living water of Jesus flow through her. She stayed on the ground. And some individuals began to speak prophetic words over her. And she felt so much lighter and free. She shared with everyone how she encountered the risen Savior. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing. What we are experiencing in our meetings. And I'm here to tell you, this is a common occurrence where we encounter demons that are holding on to destinies. And I want to help you. I truly do. I want to help you to destroy these demons so your destiny, so you can find out what your destiny is. In Jesus' name, I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Preaching the gospel in Iran results. Preaching the gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Youssef has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian nonprofit organization.
Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. Thank you for taking some time to be with us as we discussed about your destiny. And your destiny involves destroying devils because devils hold onto your destiny. So I would highly recommend going through a deliverance. Get to one of our meetings so we can help you in this area. We're here to serve you. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons, healing for your broken heart? We're available to travel to your location and meet you, to pray and to minister to you and you and your family. We have numerous opportunities for you to experience healing and deliverance. Why not schedule a personal, confidential, and loving ministry session with us today? Call us at 877-483-5519. Or email us at j@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven, and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of his powers, jbartlettmissions.com. Having the experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. This mission is about sharing God's love. And we have some beautiful, handcrafted, prayed-over wooden crosses that point to what? God's love through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And they're available for a suggested donation of $50. A portion of each donation will go to our God Loves You special worldwide missions. These handcrafted, prayed-over wooden crosses are available today, right now, for a $50 suggested donation. You can find more information about these beautiful and take a look at the cross, these beautiful handcrafted crosses at jbartlettmissions.com. That's jbartlettmissions.com. Jesus has come to set you free, and I want to see your destiny released. And in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever you may be that's listening to this podcast from around the world, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Christ, by the power of his resurrection, I command those chains to come off right now. Those blinders to lift off your eyes, off your mind, off your spiritual, supernatural vision. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every evil spirit to come out of you. Quickly come out. Those of you who are listening right now, many of you are getting deliverance. Go, evil spirits. Leave. Quickly. Go. Out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release their destiny. We destroy you devils, you evil spirits, by the power of the holy atoning sacrificial cross of Jesus Christ. The resurrection power of Jesus is against you, evil spirits. Now let go and release these people of God right now. If you're getting some measure of freedom, I just ask that the Holy Spirit would now fill you. We rejoice and God's goodness, his love towards you. Jesus, fill them with your Holy Spirit. We're here to serve you. We're here to help you, to pray with you. Get to one of our meetings. Call us, 877-483-5519, or simply email us at jay@jbartlettmissions.com. We're here to help. We're here to minister to you. In Jesus' name.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.